Proof that masks do more harm than good by Dr. Vernon Coleman is available now on smashwords.com.
It's a sign that people are collaborating with an evil government and they're collaborating with pseudoscience. They're collaborating in a system that is going from bad to worse, and they're making it difficult for the rest of us to fight a battle, which is the most important battle any of us of any age have ever fought. And also because I know for a fact that the masks are doing massive physical and psychological harm to people. Despite the, if you look on the side of the people who say that masks are harmless and so on, you've got Goldman Sachs, the vampire squid on the face of humanity, the Global Economic Forum, a little organization which seems to be a spin-off from Davos, Masks for All, the World Health Organization, which is Bill Gates' personal health promotion unit, and by the way, as you know, Bill has got shares in Pfizer, so yeah, that's worked out well, and the BBC, all say that masks are perfectly safe. So I've spent weeks looking for the evidence, because the evidence is difficult to find. The evidence has been banned, blocked, or deleted from the internet. The evidence that looks at the real scientific evidence, and there is a lot, and the debate's been suppressed, research material's been actually removed from the internet, and the fact checkers are so busy saying, oh no, no, it's perfectly, masks are perfectly safe, they can't do you any harm, they don't affect your oxygen or carbon dioxide levels, you must all wear masks. So I've spent weeks digging out all the facts and looking at what happens, because masks, you have to remember that it's been known for years that mask wearing will break the will of people who wear them and make them subservient. The CIA, mask wearing is one of the CIA torture techniques, and allied to that, we've got this nonsense that was first promoted by the dick woman from the Met Police.
Cressida the Dick, yes.
But the dick woman who said that we should make people feel ashamed if they don't wear masks, I don't know whether she knew at the time, but what she was doing was saying that the mentally and physically disabled who can't wear masks, she was meaning that they were going to be harassed and abused if they dared to leave their homes. That made me so cross. And now we've got people who are wearing masks outside, even though technically they don't have to. The BBC website rarely publishes a picture of anyone outside who hasn't got a mask on. And it's pretty clear that people are soon going to be forced to wear masks out of doors, even when they're exercising. And I would remind you that two children have died in China and two died in Germany because they were exercising while wearing masks. There's been at least one vehicle accident already because somebody crashed because they were wearing a mask and got hypoxic, and a workman fell off a ladder because he suddenly got dizzy because he was wearing a mask. People are going to have to be, are going to be told they have to wear a mask when they're exercising. That's dangerous because they'll get hypoxia, and when they exercise they'll sweat, and the dampness will make fungi grow. The people who are wearing the fashionable masks, they are so stupid, because what they're doing is they're turning an item of servitude into a little bit of stupidity. And when they make bikinis next year, there'll be a three-part job, the bottom, the top, and the mask. You can see it, can't you? People sitting on the beach. I've actually seen people on beaches wearing a mask. The big argument in favor of masks is, well, surgeons wear them, so it must be okay, it must be a good thing. What people don't understand when they say that is that operating theatres are fitted with air conditioning. Surgeons don't usually wander about walking up and down the street carrying shopping bags, and they don't. They have air-conditioned air, and there's no heat and moisture trapped behind the mask. And the evidence is so convincing that surgeons don't need to wear masks, that there's tons of actual evidence. I've got one that I found. All of these are quoted in the book. I feel quite free to push the book because it's free. There will never be a royalty on it, and it's free as an e-book. Because Smashwords just put it up free, which is brilliant.
You have my blessing. That's what we're here to do. It's vitally important, so you don't have to worry about that. Push away. I've put it out on Twitter and Facebook already. It's there. Already it's had lots and lots of shares. So download the book, folks. Proof that masks do more harm than good. Sorry, Vernon. Go ahead.
The evidence for what I'm going to tell you. There's a paper in there, a preliminary report on surgical mask-induced deoxygenation during major surgery. They did a survey of surgeons of both sexes, all between the ages of 24 and 54. None of them had any lung disease. They were all non-smokers, and the research showed that the longer a mask was worn, the greater the fall in blood oxygen levels, which could lead to the people passing out, and it affected their immunity and affected their efficiency. There was a paper, Surgical Face Masks in Modern Operating Rooms, which was published in Journal of Hospital Infection, found the same. There was a paper published in the Annals of Royal College of Surgeons of England that found no difference in wound infection rates, whether or not the surgeons wore surgical masks, and that's why a lot of surgeons, actually don't wear a mask in the operating theatre. And don't forget, surgeons and nurses, of course, who work in an operating theatre, are trained never to touch any part of the mask apart from the ear loops and the nose bridge. If you touch a mask elsewhere, and if you stuff it in your pocket, the mask is useless. You should throw it away. What they also don't tell you when they're talking about masks on the BBC is that after 2 hours, you throw it away. So if you wear a mask for 12 hours, travelling to work, at work and going home, you need 6 masks. After 2 hours, a mask is much more dangerous than it is right at the beginning. There was a paper in the British Medical Journal. I don't know whether the BBC recognises that as an accepted journal, but the British Medical Journal published a paper on cloth masks, which concluded that cloth masks should not be recommended for healthcare workers. There was a research by 4 French doctors which showed that if you wore a surgical mask for a 6-minute walking test, they found that the patients had dyspnea, they couldn't breathe properly. There are definitely problems with oxygen and carbon dioxide. The United States Occupational Safety and Health Administration has looked at this. You can get problems because the amount of oxygen in a room, if the amount of oxygen in any airspace falls below 19.5%, it's not safe for workers. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration in America has also done research on carbon dioxide levels, and if you get to a level, acceptable levels at 800 parts per million, and yet the parts per million in room, even in rooms where there's a lot of people, can reach 1200. If it goes above that, much above that, then people aren't allowed to be in that environment. Otherwise, their employer can be arrested, sued, whatever. The evidence, there are dozens of scientific papers, again, all in the book listed. There are dozens of scientific papers, meta-analyses, Centers for Disease Control in America, who have said that face masks don't work. Dr. Jenny Harris, you'll love this, Deputy Chief Medical Officer in the UK, warned that it's possible to trap the coronavirus in a mask and then start breathing it in. She said wearing a mask was not a good idea. Chris Whitty said in March that wearing a face mask had almost no effect on reducing the risk, and that the government did not advise healthy people to wear masks. Strange how he changed his mind.
Yeah.
Where's the evidence, Mr. Whitty? The evidence, sorry, Professor Whitty, the evidence from the Mask for All organization, evidence from Bill Gates, evidence from the BBC, where's the evidence? There was a meta-analysis in May in 2020 from the Centers for Disease Control, which concluded that randomized control trials didn't support a substantial effect on the transmission of influenza. In other words, it's pointless. The face masks have pores 5,000 times larger than the virus particles. Think about it. It means that the virus can wander through your face mask just like a mouse wandering through Marble Arch. And the World Health Organization, by the way, recommends that disposable masks should be discarded after one use. And, of course, masks, if you look at the evidence, they should be changed at least every 2 hours. That's going to cost a fortune if you use disposable masks. And if you use a cloth mask, well, I'm sorry, but you're a complete idiot, because that's going to cause you all sorts of problems. Forget it. The number of papers showing that masks don't work is incredible. The problems with cloth masks are particular. The dangers to children are phenomenal. In Belgium, a group of 70 doctors pointed out that children were being badly affected by having to wear face masks, because mandatory face masks in school are a major threat to their development. And I wish those teachers and stupid headmasters and headmistresses who recommend or insist that children wear face masks should look at this. Dentists have reported that patients get inflamed gums, because when you wear a mask, the problem is that people tend to breathe through their mouth because they can't breathe properly. And so the mouth breathing is causing a dry mouth, which is causing a decrease in saliva, which is affecting gum health, which will mean that your teeth will fall out in 10 years' time. And gum health, of course, can have a link to heart disease. Face masks, do they affect immunity levels? Well, it's difficult to say, but the evidence, and I'm being straight on the line about this, but the evidence does suggest that mask wearers are more likely to develop infection than non-mask wearers. Can't be proved, but the evidence falls down on the side that your immune system is being affected, because low oxygen levels reduce T levels and therefore reduce immunity levels. There's a real danger for cancer patients, because the prolonged hypoxia that you get when you wear a mask means that cancer is more likely to grow, because low oxygen levels promote inflammation, promote cancer growth. There's been evidence that the masks cause, because they cause oxygen deficiency and an excess of carbon dioxide, they kill off brain cells. And the problem is that the oxygen deprivation, as it becomes chronic, the symptoms, headaches, drowsiness, dizziness, difficulty in concentration, slowing down reaction times, all those things are, they fade. If you've been wearing a mask for a few hours, you don't notice the problems quite as much, but your brain cells are still dying. And people who think, oh, well, it's okay, I've got over the headache, what's happening is your brain cells are now dying. There's going to be an epidemic of dementia in 10 years' time. And children who really shouldn't be wearing masks at all, ever, children and teenagers have got developing immune systems, developing neurological systems. They're not going to ever reach their potential. What else? Masks. When you wear a mask, the airflow behind the mask, because when you wear a mask, your airflow doesn't go forwards, it goes backwards and upwards. When it goes backwards, it goes in a jet of air. What that means is that the poor sod standing behind you gets all your air. So if you stand behind someone in a queue and they're wearing a mask, then the jet of air will go far further. You need to be standing about 30 feet behind them to be safe from that.
30 feet.
Masks. Sorry.
No, 30 feet. You need to be 30 feet back. Two meters is not enough.
A cough or a sneeze can travel 30 feet.
Yeah.
And when you're breathing out, these channels of air, I don't know how far they would travel, but they would certainly travel more than most people would allow when they stand behind someone. Coughs and sneezes travel 30 feet, or can travel 30 feet, so, or 24 to 30 feet. So the whole six-foot thing was a nonsense. It was just created because they thought it's actually, of course, 2 meters, and it then becomes 6 foot, 6 inches. But I don't do meters because they're foreign. But 6 foot, 6 inches is the distance, but it was made. made up. There was never any proof of that. The face masks, because they trap moist air, they dramatically increase your chances of getting contact dermatitis, staphylococcal infections, acne, yeast growth, the cracking and sores at the corner of the mouth. All those things can be caused by wearing a mask. My all-time favorite, which I remember now, is eye problems. It's not my favorite because it's eye problems. It's my favorite because this was a paper in the journal called, forgotten, Ophthalmology and Therapy, an ophthalmology journal. It was published in September this year because they noticed a massive increase in dry eye symptoms among mask wearers. And they said that dry eyes lead to people rubbing their eyes, which of course will lead to a risk in the infection. Yeah. And you know what the official journal advice was to people? You're going to love this. The official advice is that anybody who wears a mask should use lubricant eye drops and wear goggles.
Wear goggles. Wear goggles.
Wearing a mask.
My God.
Goggle.
Let me ask you this, Vernon. They recommend you wear goggles or use eye drops. Wow. I've got to ask you this.
Or skiing goggles, but goggles are recommended. If you wear a mask and you don't wear goggles, you'll get dry eye syndrome.
Look like
people
a cyberpunk.
It's sealing up the top of the masks, and that causes more problems, so don't do that. You really should wear goggles. Everybody wearing a mask should be wearing goggles. That's not me saying it. That's specialist ophthalmologists.
Wow.
What else is there? Masks. Pulmonary fibrosis. Most of the masks have got little bits of tight fibers, loose fibers and tight fibers. If those fibers come out, do you remember that woman, Nancy Pelosi, when she was speaking with a mask on? And you could see her breathing in the mask.
Yeah, she was in a bad way.
Do you remember, Richie?
Yeah, she was in a... Yeah, I can hear you.
You remember she was breathing in. When you do that with a mask, what happens is you get a lungful of little fibers. Now, those little fibers which go in, they can cause all sorts of bronchopulmonary diseases, such as asthma, chronic bronchitis, bronchiectasis, fibrosis, chronic pneumonia. Pneumonia is a big problem with masks. And pulmonary fibrosis, you do not want pulmonary fibrosis. Studies have proved that the loose fibers seen on all types of masks can be inhaled when you get serious lung damage. If you get pulmonary fibrosis, the 5 to 20 year survival rate is 20%. So you've got an 80% chance of dying when you get the pulmonary fibrosis because you've worn a mask. Pneumonia. There was a massive report in the increase of bacterial pneumonia because of wearing a mask, especially because they're wearing them and they're non-sterile. One mask, this has nothing to do with that really, but a mask I remember was they did checks. A kid in school checked the masks in a laboratory. They found 4 mold colonies growing on the mask and 82 bacterial colonies. Do you really want that?
No.
On the breathing in? You're breathing in fungi, you're breathing in bacteria. Face masks can cause a sore throat. You get tons of other infections. I can't think of them all, but tons of other infections. And the papers show as well that wearing a mask offers no protection. The New England Journal of Medicine, they reported the chance of catching COVID-19 from a passing interaction in a public space is minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. That was in the New England Journal of Medicine this year. A paper in the British Medical Journal, another one that was saying what the problems are. And now what's going to happen, of course, is all these symptoms are going to be, you watch, all these symptoms that I've just described, they're going to be blamed on COVID-19.
Right.
People are going to say, oh, we're getting pneumonia now with COVID-19. They're not. They're getting pneumonia because they're wearing a mask. And yet the politicians are going to say, and the government advisors are going to say, the incidence of all these diseases are going up. All these problems that I've just listed are problems with COVID-19. They are not. I can prove they are problems with wearing a mask. And yet people are going to be told, you've got to wear your mask for longer because of all these problems.
Proof that masks do more harm than good by Dr. Vernon Coleman is available now on smashwords.com.